Hello and welcome to an incredible opportunity for your life empowerment. It's the DeMartini Show, packed with knowledge, principles, and practical tools that you can use to understand yourself and others on a deeper level, as well as to expand your power, influence, and inspiration. It's presented by renowned human behavior specialist, Dr. John DeMartini. He's an internationally published author and a polymath with over 5 decades of extensive research into maximizing human awareness and potential. Every week we get questions from listeners across all of our channels, and this week Dr. DeMartini has taken the time to answer one of your questions. If at any point you're looking for the show notes, or if Dr. DeMartini mentions any links, just know that you can access them in the episode description. And if you're listening to the show for the first time, take the time now to follow the DeMartini Show, because that way we'll be able to notify you whenever we load new episodes. So let's join Dr. DeMartini for this week's episode. Enjoy.
In my live seminars, I do get asked questions sometimes about relationship and how do you keep the spark active and bring it back into the relationship. Well, first of all, sometimes what we call the spark can be an animal passion that can increase the volatilities of relationships. Are you sure you want that? That's something to be considered, because sometimes you find people that are extremely volatile. They have got to have each other, and then they get into massive the other swing. They got to hate each other, and then they go back into got to have each other and got to be away from each other, and it vacillates. And if that's what you're calling the spark, that may not be the wisest thing. I'd rather have love and intimacy, but not necessarily the passions of fantasies and nightmares. So anytime you're seeing more positives and negative in somebody, you're going to be infatuated with them. You're going to have an impulse to procreate, or what I call the Canadian mounting reflex. But anytime you have the perception of more drawbacks and benefits, you're going to have an avoidance response. And people that have unstable emotions, that are not doing what they really love in life, and they're living in their amygdala's survival response, then they're more volatile and have a lot of volatility in their relationship, and it's a passion. And they are confusing that with love. Sometimes people confuse infatuation with love. But if they actually have more reflective awareness, live by priority in their own life, have more objective view, and have more reflective awareness, where whatever they see in them, they look inside themselves as a pure reflective, life, then whatever you see in others, you go and look inside yourself where you do the same thing. You know, there's an old Romans 2 quote from the New Testament. You know, whatever you judge in others, look carefully, because when you point your finger, it's pointing back at you. You do the same thing. So whenever you have a reaction, if you go in there and identify where you do the same thing and really see that you're a reflection of them, you increase the intimacy and true love. And you realize that you're reflections of each other. And that increases the intimacy and eye-to-eye contact and lovemaking, instead of the passions, which is sometimes the mounting reflex. There's nothing wrong with both. They both have a place in the journey. But just know that if you want love and intimacy, it takes a balanced state of mind. And if you want the passions, which some people confuse with the real spark, the lower life spark, as the mystics used to say, is the passion. The higher life spark is the heart. When you look eye to eye, the windows of the soul, and you have reflective awareness, you have the inner spark, the higher spark. When you have the passions of the animal nature and you just want a quick fix, you might say, and you have highly volatilities, you got the lower nature, the lower spark. So which spark are you asking? I don't know, but I just want to give backgrounds on both. My advice is to go have reflective awareness, and whatever you see in them, the seer, the seeing, and the seen is the same. When you have reflective awareness, you get to love people who they are, and when you do, they turn into who you love.
Well, this was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. If you would love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, then please follow the show now so that we can notify you whenever we load new episodes. And if you have a question that you would love Dr. DeMartini to address, let us know by posting it on any of our social media channels. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini's work, then log on to our website, drdemartini.com, and use the online chat function to talk to a member of the DeMartini team. We would love to get to know you and to understand what you would love to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay inspired.